The last thing I want to ask you about is small cell. Unfortunately, we don't hear too much about it, not too many trials targeting it, but there was a very interesting presentation at ASCO looking at prophylactic cranial radiation. Can you talk about that study?
Yeah, that I thought was one of the very interesting aspects of it, and it builds on what's already been previously published, and it fits pretty well with that particular group. So it was our European colleagues who performed this trial, and I participated in randomized prophylactic cranial radiation trials, and it's very difficult to get people to sign up for them. Usually, you know, somewhere between a quarter to three quarters of the patients who you approach with a randomized study will agree to go on them. So my hat's off to the European investigators for being able to do this. They looked at 286 patients who had extensive stage small cell lung cancer. Now, almost all the clinical research that's looked at prophylactic cranial radiation has been for limited stage disease. And that's been shown to both reduce the risk of brain mets and prolong survival in limited stage patients who achieve a complete response. And in this particular group, they took people with extensive stage disease who'd had a response, and then they randomized them to one of several different doses of prophylactic cranial radiation. They didn't fix that, and then they observed them. And their primary endpoint was a reduction in the risk of developing brain mets. And this was impressively positive in that the hazard ratio of developing brain mets went down to approximately 0.27. It reduced it by about threefold, which I thought was pretty impressive. What was even more impressive, I thought, was that the risk of dying was reduced to a hazard ratio of 0.68, or a reduction of more than 30%. So it was very positive. Now, there is a little bit of data on giving prophylactic cranial radiation to patients who have extensive stage small cell lung cancer. The publication in the New England Journal in 1999, which was a meta-analysis of seven different trials of prophylactic cranial radiation, which is the one that really kind of changed the practice in the United States, looked at 987 patients. Within that 987 patients, there were 140 who had extensive stage disease. The reduction in the risk, the hazard ratio of developing brain mets in those that received prophylactic cranial radiation who had extensive stage disease was 0.77. And for survival, and the reduction of risk was 0.38, or a reduction that was threefold in the treated arm. So it was actually pretty similar in both. And I think between those two pieces of information, it really shows that in the patients who get treated and have a response, that treating them with prophylactic cranial radiation will not only reduce the risk of brain mets, but it will also make it more likely that they'll survive longer.